Hey, this is Brian, and before we get started, our subject matter today is going to be probably a little adult, so if there's young ears around, you probably don't want them listening. We're talking a lot about 13 Reasons Why from Netflix, and if you are experiencing bullying, feeling depressed or suicidal, the best thing you can do right now is go tell someone, or if you don't have anyone to talk to, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255 or visit 13reasonswhy.info for more information or visit suicide.org. All right, so on with the episode. Hey, this is Brian from the Infos Podcast.
This is John.
And this is episode 92. 92, Johnny. We're closing in on triple digits.
Dear Lord.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so this episode is called 13 Reasons to Be Kind and Rewind because we're talking about the Netflix original series, 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
And then we have some news bites about some fun stuff and everything. So, yeah. Cool. All right, you want to get started?
Sure.
Okay, so the first thing we are talking about... I'm not going to do that. I was going to play the trailer in the background while we were talking.
Oh.
Change my mind. All right, so the first thing we're talking about is the Last Jedi trailer
that
came out at Celebration this past weekend.
Star Wars Celebration.
Star Wars Celebration, thank you. What was your Insta reaction to it?
That looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
I mean, it's a teaser trailer.
It is a teaser trailer. And it's very reminiscent of the teaser trailer for The Force Awakens.
Somebody ran them side by side.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, because when Finn popped up and then Rey's hand drops down, it's all very jarring and stuff like that.
The scene where Finn and Rey are running from the TIE fighters is the same time stamp as when Poe and BB-8 are running toward the
explosion.
Toward the X-Wing before it explodes.
That's cool. So I wonder if they did that on purpose.
I get the feeling they did.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is it them saying, hey, Star Wars is a formula now? We got it.
Yeah.
It looked awesome. Lots of Luke. Lots of Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. Lots of shadow.
Lots of shadow. Kylo Ren's mask, he had the temper tantrum of temper tantrums, apparently.
You mean Vader's mask?
No, that was Kylo Ren's mask.
No, Vader's mask is on the floor.
No, that was Kylo Ren's mask.
I'm pretty sure that was Vader's mask.
I'm pretty sure it was Kylo Ren's mask.
Okay.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one until we find out for sure. But what are you doing?
The internet is at my fingertips. You can continue to talk.
Okay, so Johnny is now typing into his phone.
No.
Play by play. I don't know. I love the look and feel of it, and it's Rian Johnson. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
He
directed Looper.
Yeah, which I actually liked Looper. I don't know if I'm going to get flack for saying that out loud, because there's people who really hate on that movie.
Not from me. I think that...
But I loved those B-wing looking
things. The makeup was bad.
But I loved the B-wing looking things in the trailer as they were flying through the desert there and they were kicking up that red smoke behind them.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
It's going to be a new sequence in the Star Tours ride.
Is it really? Oh, cool. I'm wondering, though, is it going to be, are those First Order or are those Resistance ships?
I don't know. That's...
Or is it something else?
Well, it looks like they're heading toward AT-ATs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did the First Order have AT-ATs?
Well, I'm sure they have something comparable.
Something similar.
They have a Star Destroyer. I mean,
yeah.
At least one. Whoa.
Are you watching the trailer to see?
Yeah. I thought it was Vader's mask.
I was pretty sure it was Kylo Ren's mask.
Maybe.
Anyway, all right. So, as Johnny watches the trailer...
Continue to talk.
He's fast forwarding now, folks.
Well, no, they said that they announced at the celebration that what was the name of that? Crate is the name of that planet where they're riding the red red wings.
Cool.
You could say
the red wings.
Yeah, Well, they're pouring red smoke out.
Yeah. So well, I didn't know if that was the ground.
I don't know.
Coming up.
But it, they said that's going to be a new sequence on Star Tours.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that.
So that'll be cool. I'm sure be out toward the end of the year.
But all I could think, though, is when this trailer came out was, why isn't it December now? Like, I'm ready to forego the rest of the year and have it be December.
But there's a lot more movies.
I get it,
out.
But like, man, I just love Star Wars.
Right.
You know, I'm looking forward to it probably more than any other movie coming out this year. I think so. I was having a conversation about this yesterday, actually, is The Force Awakens was kind of a reintroduction to the reality of the world.
Yes, that is his mask. I thought it was Vader's.
I am vindicated.
I wouldn't say you're vindicated. You've done a lot more worse stuff. So
I have. Vindicated. So I have a while to go before I'm vindicated.
So Kylo will have a new mask.
Maybe.
So we can sell action figures.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Well, okay. So that actually the point I was getting ready to make, right?
Yeah.
So The Force Awakens brought us back into the Star Wars universe, really. Because, you know, you've said before it was one really good movie, one bad movie, and one made-for-TV movie about the second
trilogy.
Yeah, the prequel trilogies. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, The Force Awakens, David likes to use the member berries from South Park. You know, he's just like, you know, it's all full of member berries, member this, member that. But I feel like it was made to reintroduce everything, and it wasn't meant to really push any story. It was to get us back into that universe.
Yeah.
And now Rian Johnson is here to push the story, because pushing story along is not necessarily J.J. Abrams' strong suit.
I mean, J.J.'s got a hand in this too.
Oh, he does. Yeah. But when I say, but like, if you know, he had that hand in Lost and Fringe.
Right.
And
yeah.
The things he does, they tend to spin their wheels for a little bit.
He's there, I think, if somebody goes, we're stuck.
Right.
Like, J.J., what do you think we should do? Because he's got the, you know, skill to get out of a hole, literally. In some cases, on stories.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I think that he was part of the reason why Lost had a date at a certain point that this is the end.
I think after that, after the season three.
Yeah.
Right. And
because season three, he was finishing Alias.
Right.
And it's like he wasn't much involved.
But even Alias, you look at Alias, that like the first season of that show was great.
Yeah.
And then the second season.
I've only watched the first season.
Yeah. The second season was this dramatic drop off in quality.
Okay.
And he was still involved. But again, they kind of told a good chunk of a story in the first season.
Right.
And then the second season, they're like, oh, wait a second. We have a hit on our hands. We have to churn out 22 episodes for the however
kind of
many
what
years.
Happened to Lost. Too.
Right. And with Lost at the end of that season three, because remember, season three came out with the 6 episodes with Nikki and Paolo.
Was that season three?
Yeah, that was the beginning of season three. And okay, then it went on hiatus for a couple months and then came back with the last, whatever, 18 episodes or whatever it was. 14 episodes. No. Yeah, 18 episodes. Anyway, but like it was when it came back is when they said, okay, we are going to do this season and then season 4 and season 5 and that's it.
6. There was a season 6.
Was it 6?
Yeah, they literally came back and said, we got 3 more seasons.
You're right.
I'm
sorry. It was at the end of season 3 that they did that.
Yeah.
But you know, he had the clout to go to ABC and say, look, we can't drag this out.
Right.
I mean, and even dragged out, even though they only had a few, you know, seasons left.
I think because they had to explain things at a certain point.
So
that's what season 6 was doing. Was
and
explaining.
I feel like Damon Lindelof learned a lot from that experience. Because if you watch The Leftovers.
Yeah.
Like. He
oh,
said,
yeah, he cuts to the chase.
Well, but he also said, we're not going to, there's a whole bunch of questions he's just not going to answer.
Well, right.
And that's awesome. Oh, God, the premiere of that was so good.
Well, and I think that's the same thing that happened with, what was the other guy's name?
Carlton Cuse.
Carlton Cuse. He's, like, worked on stuff where it's like, this is ending at this point.
Right.
Because Bates Motel, I think, is done.
Is it?
Or going to be done. And it was like, you know, they didn't announce like how long it was going to last, but it's like this season is going to be the last season.
Wouldn't it be nice for a Brian Fuller show to go long enough where he could be like, it's ending at this point.
Oh,
so, but no, anyway, back to The Last Jedi. I think it looks awesome. The little thing about the Jedi need to, you know, end.
Well, that's just saying that the Sith and the Jedi need to end.
So, because, I mean, with balance, right?
Yeah.
You know. So when Joe and Brian Miller were on not too long ago, they were making predictions. They don't
joking around.
No,
yeah.
So
they didn't
after,
say anything on the podcast.
No, but after watching this, who do you think Rey's parents are? Because we are getting
no idea
to that. Do you think it's a Kenobi thing? Is it a Skywalker thing?
Joe
is
had legitimate arguments for Kenobi, but I don't know how they're going to do that.
So the cyclical nature of the Kenobi thing makes sense. You know, like it takes a Kenobi to clean up a Skywalker's mess, essentially.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. And like in the After Empire book, the Star Wars Aftermath or whatever,
yeah.
Empire's End, like Snoke is just Snoke. He's not anybody.
Yeah.
So it's not like Ezra or Jar Jar or any of that stuff. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's definitely interesting. I can't wait.
I think you might see something of Snoke in Rebels.
I think so.
Yeah. I think that's coming.
Did you see the thing, speaking of, we'll get to Rebels, but the thing where the old guy on Endor with the white goatee.
Oh, yeah, that they might be Cody.
That it's Rex.
Yeah,
no, that
Rex,
was Rex.
Yeah, Rex.
And it's like, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's just pretend like that's Rex. Well, like, that sounds awesome.
The way they
I'm
showed,
happy
they showed
it.
The design of what Rex is looking like this season,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody went, that looks like...
All right, so Star Wars Rebels Season 4 comes back this fall for its final season.
Yeah.
And man, do they just know how to do a trailer.
They're planning something. Too.
They are absolutely planning something. But you think they're going to go Rogue One and kill everyone?
Oh, no.
Except for Hera?
No, I don't think they'll kill everybody.
Yeah.
I think Satine will end up on Mandalore and probably Ezra will end up on Mandalore. And that I think if I want to see anybody die, I want to see Kanan die, because I think that should be the poetry of it.
Heroically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fighting Ahsoka.
You think Zeb will die?
Fighting Ahsoka Vader.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, him versus Ahsoka and Vader.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool.
And Ahsoka kills him.
Zeb will go back. With his tribe.
You think he'll go back through that star cluster?
Yeah, yeah, I think that'll be the end of that.
But this was a cool trailer, though, because it's like, you know, like a lost boy,
yeah,
a girl who, you know, didn't fit in,
right.
A fallen knight, a war veteran, a survivor. It's like, man, it's like, man, I love these characters so much.
And I like that the war veteran is Chopper.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Chopper's got some serious...
Chopper fought in the Clone Wars.
He has some PTSD. Yeah. Well, when we went back to Hera's planet, we saw
His Y-Wing
that had crashed, so, yeah.
I wonder who the pilot was. They've never...
No, they never said.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah. Anakin Skywalker.
God. Did he ever fly? Oh, he did fly
Y-Wings. Yeah, he did fly Y-Wings.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That would be funny if that would, wouldn't that
yeah.
be that wouldn't that would be very interesting. So, but yeah, super excited for this. Can't wait to see more. David saw the first episode.
Oh, they
so
showed
the
it.
Part one. It's a two-parter, and he saw the.
Well,
got to
wrap up
one.
The Thrawn story.
Well, there you got to wrap up the Mandalore stuff because the first two episodes are on Mandalore.
Oh, is it just
and
Mandalore?
You saw Bo-Katan in the preview when you were talking about Mandalore? So.
Well, they said Katie was coming back, so
yeah,
they didn't say when she was coming back, but
yep.
So obviously Katie Sackhoff.
So we lose Sam Witwer, but we get Katie Sackhoff back.
I'm thinking we'll have Sam Witwer at some point.
Well, Palpatine will have to show up.
Snoke.
Oh, God.
Why not?
Why not? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, then moving on, some comic book news.
There's Star Wars comic book news, actually.
There is Star Wars.
Did you see the IDW book?
Yeah. The kids book? It's
yeah,
pretty
well,
cool.
Well, kids book. I mean, come on. Well, like, I won't be buying that.
Well.
Yeah.
The all ages Star Wars
book. I think that's what
IDW.
It mainly is.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but I can't wait for that. That'll be awesome, too.
That looks good.
But in fans of Flashpoint will get excited because in Batman 21.
Well, Rebirth, too.
Are there fans of Rebirth?
I enjoyed that Rebirth book.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought that was entertaining. Okay. But, I mean, you know, because of what happened at the end of that, this is the beginning of that storyline. It's the
correct
sequel, I guess you say.
The Button.
It's kicking off, and it's called The Button. It's actually called The Button.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Thomas Wayne and Bruce Wayne meeting and having, I assume, an adventure
so
together.
So is Flashpoint a parallel universe now, or?
I don't know. Barry Allen ruins everything, so.
I think this might have more to do with Dr. Manhattan and The Watchmen.
Yeah, but it'll definitely
comedian
be.
Died last night.
Okay, Rorschach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll look up and I'll say no.
Mm-hmm.
God, Jackie Earle Haley was so good in that role.
Yeah, he was.
Like, it's like, man, that's Kelly from Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. And he just cut that dude's arms off.
Well, he was on the Human Target TV series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the best things on that.
He's the bad guy on The Tick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
on the
and
new...
he was on the original Tick.
Yeah, he was, so. Wasn't he? But yeah, so I guess this is the sequel to that. And it's Batman and the Flash.
Four issues, and I think
it's... The two greatest detectives.
It's crossing over, yeah.
Which...
The lenticular covers look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's if you're, you know, into collecting lenticular covers, at least the first issue, and then I think one of the issues has Professor Zoom and Flash as the lenticular.
Oh, cool. So, oh, where when you turn it. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And this one, the first one, I think the Batman issue is the lenticular where when you turn it, it's Flash holding the button and it's Batman holding the button.
Which you did a fun little infamous podcastization of that. Which
I'm going to get a red marker and actually put blood on the buttons and then pass them out.
Why don't we just cut you and put blood on the buttons? So, Johnny Blood.
I bleed pretty easily. I'll just poke my thumb and...
Johnny DNA everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, but this
who
one
says my DNA isn't everywhere.
it'll be interesting to see because of the end of Flashpoint, beginning of Rebirth, how Bruce reacted,
with the letter,
the New 52, how Bruce reacted to the letter, how much of that he still holds on to with Rebirth,
right,
and how faithful they are to that story, and then is it actually Thomas Wayne from the Flashpoint, which it sounds like it is, and how will Bruce react to the way Thomas treated Gotham versus the way Bruce treated Gotham?
Yeah, well, he carries a gun.
He kills criminals. He turned it into essentially a game preserve for criminals.
Your mom's the Joker, son.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. How is he going to deal with that? Like, yeah, I have made your mom the Joker. Sorry, kid. You got shot dead. Anyway.
You've been wondering about the three Jokers, Bruce. One of them's your brother.
Martha.
That'll be what saves him.
What did you say?
Martha. All right, then Secret Empire Zero is out this week as well. You were saying there was a little bit of controversy around this one, not about the content, but about the release of it. So apparently Secret Empire Zero.
Marvel has a lot of secrets.
Yeah. It's one of the free books in this month's collector core box.
Yeah.
So some people already got it. Some people already got it and have the book. So yeah, good times.
But do you open it? I mean,
I don't know. Do you?
I haven't opened any of those.
Yeah. So, actually I think I've only opened one of the pops from the Star Wars one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe not any of the pops. I don't know.
Their value goes down when you open it.
There's so much stuff in this office right now.
So. Oh, don't even talk to me about that.
I know. But I'm a little less hoardery than you are, so.
It's not hoarding. I mean, it's just.
You're the world's most hoarder.
I was going to say, hoarders have issues where, you know, there's animals in their house that they didn't know were there.
Hey, that might be the case for you.
No, believe me, I know if an animal was in my house. Besides my girlfriend.
Wow. Anyway, all right. So then the last bit of news to make up for last week's two bits and one wrong bit that we cut out. Which might end up turning out to be true.
Who knows?
Anyway, who cares?
I mean,
idiot. But Sci-Fi, right before we started recording,
yeah,
came out with the trailer for Krypton.
Did you just call it Krypton? What the hell? You're not Marlon Brando.
Krypton. Anyway, no, from Krypton on Swiffy. I mean, sci-fi.
It does not have a W in it.
Sci-fi? Anyway.
No. If you call it a Y. Swy.
Swy.
Fly.
Swy.
There you go.
Swy. Fly. That's so stupid. Anyway, the trailer actually looks pretty good. And they even had the sack to say from the writer of The Man of Steel and Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
Well, that's supposed to sell it.
Yeah, but like, do you think they're expecting people to think Chris Nolan and not David Goyer?
No, I think people are smarter than that.
And like Frank Miller, are David Goyer's best days behind him?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Because, I mean, Frank Miller hasn't been good since
out later RoboCop in 2? 2017 when this comes out.
Yeah, so I will say.
Somebody say. From this show.
The trailer looked good. The special effects look good.
Effects look smashing.
I assume it's mostly from the pilot. What we're seeing.
And it's Kal-El's grandfather.
Granddad. So
as a teenager.
Is that Bal-El?
I don't know.
Al-El?
I don't know. He's an L. Yeah. Why do they always got to put their blood on the damn thing to like open up everything? When did that start?
It's Smallville.
What did he have to cut himself
to get out of the Phantom Zone?
Oh no! He cut himself to open up the damn fortress.
Yeah, that too.
Why is that? Why do we have to start cutting ourselves to get into places?
That segues into our next thing.
No, that was wrong.
I shouldn't joke about that. All right,
definitely this is the part of the episode where there won't be much joking.
There's not gonna be a lot of laughter.
There's gonna be a lot of cussing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally gonna mark this one explicit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'll watch it at least the pilot or the first three episodes. You know,
I tell you what. I don't know who's producing this, DC, but is it Sci-Fi Channel is like, I guess, footing the
Warner
bill?
Brothers, or it's probably what
Sci-Fi is owned by Universal.
Sci-Fi is probably the
Warner Brothers the Universal.
Yeah,
send us the pilot. Send us the pilot. That's
and
all.
We
I can
will
say.
Review it.
I'll review it.
We'll be fair.
I'll be fair.
Maybe kind.
If you would have left the David Goyer thing off. I would have really been like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah.
But as soon as the David Goyer thing popped up, I'm like, oh no. I'm like, ooh, this might be a train wreck.
I had a similar reaction.
I don't need that.
Do I have certain scenes
Do you need that
Wars?
On trailers? Do you
no.
need from a producer of?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times it's like Zach Penn's a really good example, right? He's written some really good stuff.
Yeah.
He's written some really, really crappy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, from blah blah blah, and it's like, man,
but they did it for a while where it was like from a producer of Dawn of the Dead, and it's like there was a lot of producers on Dawn of the Dead
from the people who brought you
the person who did this.
So like the Fast and Furious movies, right?
Yeah,
one guy, the guy who's the producer, like the main, like he's not the I don't know if he's the EP or not
of the current one, or
he's done all eight.
Okay.
So, okay. Like, he's the guy who, like, got it kicked off.
Sure.
I was listening to him on the Bill Simmons podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, he's done all eight. So, like, yeah, you could be, like, the guy who's done that because, like, his producing career is amazing.
Right.
And I'm having a complete brain fart of everything that he's been through.
Son of a bitch.
But he was in the first one. He was in the first movie. He was the dude in the Ferrari when they were taking the orange Supra out for its like maiden drive.
Really?
And he was like, Ferrari, bro, more than you're worth, Ferrari. And he said he'll never be in another movie again because he's such a bad actor.
Well, you know,
but
there's
yeah,
a
no.
reason why a producer is a producer and a writer is a writer,
right.
And a director is a director
and an actor is
an actor.
But
and sometimes you can cross it over, but most of the time if you're starting out as a producer, you probably never wanted to be an actor.
No.
Yeah.
When he first came up with the idea, Paul Walker was the first person they got.
Sure.
And then Dominic Toretto, you know who the studio originally wanted?
No.
Timothy Olyphant.
Really?
Now that's a movie I want to see a different version of all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I love those movies, don't get me wrong. And like, I think they made Diesel's career.
And that's what I was going to say. Vin Diesel, and nobody would have known it back then, he's aged well.
Oh, yeah.
that it still looks almost like, you know, he just walked out of the first movie. Yeah. Timothy Oliphant has not aged well.
Well,
no, he seriously has not aged well. I mean, go back and look at Scream 2 and then look at him now. And yeah, he hasn't
aged
well.
That was like 25 years ago.
How long ago was Fast and the Furious?
2001. 16 years.
So 15 years ago? 16 years ago?
Anyway, but no, but I just thought that was interesting. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, but well,
we're just chatting.
Does, yeah.
We're just chatting.
All right.
It's okay to chat on a podcast. That's what a podcast is there for.
Wait, we're supposed to chat?
Yeah.
But I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
know. You line up stuff, and that's all we talk about.
That's not true. We go on tangents constantly.
Maybe we're just avoiding what we're gonna talk about.
Dude, this
by
is
going
rough.
On tangents.
Like, it kind of I'm deflecting a little bit because
why are you deflecting?
Well,
let's start it that way.
Sure.
Why are you deflecting?
I had a really hard time watching this show.
Did you ever want to stop?
Yes.
Okay.
And
why didn't you?
Because I'm a completionist.
Okay.
No, because I wanted.
No,
in to
all
get
seriousness,
through.
Was there no, a reason and, why and you didn't stop?
I didn't stop because I was so invested in Clay that I needed to find out what happened to him.
Okay.
Because he became.
So read.
And I'll get
do you
into.
You have the synopsis?
Yeah.
Read the synopsis real fast.
Okay. So 13 Reasons Why is an American television series based on the 2007 novel of the same name by Jay Asher. And it was adapted by Brian Yorkie for Netflix. The show revolves around a student who kills herself after a series of culminating failures brought on by select individuals within her school.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I'm just going to share something about myself personally. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I didn't deal with depression and I wasn't bullied. I didn't bully people.
Okay.
But we had an incident in my hometown where one of my really good friends, his older brother, killed his mom.
Okay.
And when that happened, his older brother had come to school looking for him that day. And I ran into him in the hall. He was looking for my friend. And I said, I don't know where he is. And then later that night, he beat his mom to death.
Okay.
And so I remember with my friend going through this traumatic, like, event.
Mm-hmm.
And it shook our town. And, you
sure,
know, it
yeah.
was still a small
town. Small
town
at that
point.
Yeah.
But, It's one of those things that, like, I've always carried, like, a little bit of guilt with me because,
okay.
like, you know, I, like, if I could have done something. And I so with Clay,
yeah,
I really, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he loved Hannah.
Right.
And Hannah is the girl who killed herself
right.
in the show. And he was left asking himself, what if I did this differently? What if I did that differently? And, like,
do you
while
think-
it's not the same thing. And it's not, it wasn't about him, just like
right.
my situation wasn't about me.
Right.
I still had that interaction that day where it's like, man, if I, like, what could I have said to him? Like, in knowing there's nothing I could have
yeah,
said
there's
to
not.
Him because he was suffering a psychotic break. He was diagnosed as schizophrenic,
yeah.
you know, and so, you know, Hannah, and this is one of the things, one of the few problems I have with the show, right?
Okay.
Is Hannah had some sort of mental illness that she was dealing with, whether it was depression or something else.
It, to what it
and
looks
it never
like
was
it was
identified,
depression.
Right?
Yeah.
She never talked to her parents. She never, she tried to talk to the school counselor. And
right.
So, and we'll get there. But
the thing that I picked up from the show is that there was history that they didn't show us. Because she kept talking about living in an older...
In her old town.
In her
like,
old
what
community.
There?
Well, she lived in the old community. The community
right.
that was the rich side of the neighborhood.
Right.
And then she's not living in the not so, you know, the not so rich side of the neighborhood anymore. Because she mentioned that her
well,
house...
Well, she's in the not so rich school. And,
right,
yeah.
But, I mean, the school seemed like it's the school for the whole town.
Well, no,
like
she was at a different school. She was a new student at that school.
Oh, okay.
Year.
Well, yeah, okay.
So I thought she came from a different town.
Well, they talked about she lived in that neighborhood. So maybe they moved
maybe,
and then
yeah.
they lost money.
Yeah. So,
but I think that was a factor in
her
who she was at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was one of those things where it's like there's a lot going on in this show.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to pay attention.
Yeah, this is one where, like, if I started to feel tired, I turned
it
off.
You stopped it, yeah.
Mainly because I didn't want to have dreams. But, yeah. You know, but also, to your point, like, it was very much you had to be in that moment.
This show is definitely a puzzle that's put together for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally the pieces of the puzzle are the cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of the puzzle I figured out before it got to that cassette. And then some of them, I'm like, what happened here? Mm-hmm. Why did that happen? And some of the answers were not answered. Yeah. I think that was done for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the book's written.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I think that there might be a possible story coming out of this. It'll be a new season of this.
Well, Jay Asher and Brian Yorkey have both said, this is this story.
Yeah.
And Netflix, you know, I mean, this has been huge for them.
Yeah.
Has been very keen on, you know, well, maybe we're going to do
there's strings so. That were left.
There are.
You know, hanging.
At the same time. Okay, so I'm going to do, I know it's not the same kind of story, right?
Right.
But like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I thought the kids in this were as good, if not better, than the kids in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I loved a lot of the adult portrayals in this movie or in this series.
Right.
I hated the adults in Stranger Things. You can go back and listen to our episode. Right. Anytime we talk about Stranger Things, I hated the adults.
You have to watch it again, I think.
But, well, and I will because we're going to watch season two. But anyway, but the other thing where I think Stranger Things for me, if it ends at the end of season one, I'm fine. Like, I'm interested to see what they do with season two, but I've been fine. I don't know if I would watch a second season of this show.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the same.
Well,
it'll be those characters, but it's going to be a different story.
Okay.
I really could see them going in a, you know, because it's the question of, what was his name? The troubled basketball player.
Oh, Zach.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
The one who walked away? Whose mom was a drug addict?
Oh, no, Justin. Sorry. Zach was the Asian kid.
So Justin took a gun.
Yeah.
They didn't say what happened there. The photographer, the yearbook photographer, I'm sorry, I don't remember any of these people's names because it was just, you know, literally I was, by the end of it, I was just tired of them all.
Right.
He committed or tried to commit suicide.
No, that was Alex. That was a blonde kid whose dad was the cop who was
was that him
from what's it called,
Lost
and Supernatural. What's his name? Mark Pellegrino. Thank you.
The adult cast in this was like an all-star cast.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
right. Steven Weber.
Steven Weber's the principal.
So
his name that was in Captain America's the counselor.
Yeah.
The mom, Hannah's mom, was on Private Practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I recognized everybody from something.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so I don't know if they can do a second one. Like,
they can.
I don't know.
I think they can continue the story with the characters to show what happens to them.
Maybe. I think Dylan,
Clay's story's done.
So Dylan Miller.
Tony's story's done.
Yeah.
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 Tony and Clay's story's done, but there's more story with Justin. There's more story with the
with
the
Alex
rapists
and well with Bryce. Know,
the spoilers,
Bryce was
yeah,
the,
yeah
yeah yeah. We're obviously spoiling this, but so Dylan
Minetti.
Minetti,
is that how it's
Minetti?
Dylan Minetti. That's
thank
it.
You. He played Jack's son on Lost.
Yeah.
He played the older brother in Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Days. He was in that one horror movie with Stephen Lang. Where he was the blind guy.
Oh, Don't Breathe?
Don't Breathe.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
He was amazing in this show.
Yeah.
Like he was great, and I was afraid he was going to be just this kid, right?
Yeah.
And no, he was... It was interesting that, you know, he gets these tapes, and everyone else is like, they listen to him just bop, 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 right?
Yeah, they flew through.
And I mean, it takes him a matter of, you know, maybe a week or more.
Well, right.
Like, the timing is kind of weird, like, how long it takes.
For him, excuse me, for him, it was about a week.
Yeah.
And that, for them, it was like they listened to him all in one sitting.
Yeah. Like, Alex said, yeah, I listened to him all in one night, and then I listened to him again to make sure I heard what I heard right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his reaction to the tapes is what made that character so rich and so deep. Because he had this friend who he, you know, he had feelings for her, and you know, they were unrequited for over a year.
Yeah.
And then he had this moment with her, and then she pushed him away, and he never understood why.
And so, his feelings for her at that point changed.
Yes.
As, well, you know, any teenage boy could tell you it does.
Right. But it wasn't like he wasn't, but
the he other wasn't thing mad too, at her
but,
or anything.
But the other thing that
he
changed,
was confused.
Well, and because the other thing that changed is his friend died.
Yeah.
That same night.
Yeah.
And so he was just in a. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But yeah, it's rough. I mean, this show is it's rough. It's heady. It's deep. It's these kids are great.
They were smart with casting Dylan, mm-hmm. who has a, you know,
yeah.
has a resume that we know.
Oh yeah.
None of these other kids had ever really been seen in much before.
Yeah. The only one is that I've seen in anything really is Zach. And he's on Riverdale. Playing the exact same character, essentially.
Which one's Zach?
The tall Asian basketball player.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's so, on Riverdale?
Yeah,
okay.
As the tall Asian basketball player.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, Kate Walsh, we'd seen her. Derek
well, right, Lee, yeah.
But you're right.
I mean, all the teenage
right.
characters,
yeah,
like, I think on purpose were cast as not having a lot of like experience.
Like the kid that played...
It made him feel more real.
The kid that played Bryce Walker, his name is Justin Prentice.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in anything.
Right.
And like the performance that kid put out.
Yeah.
Was just, I mean, it was a level of like Bryce was a sociopath.
Yeah.
And the performance that this kid was able to put out there. And then if you watch the after or behind,
I would advise that
like,
you watch there's a half hour after show type thing. Watch it.
Like you, like I'm afraid if people don't watch that, they're yeah. gonna like look at this kid and be like, "He's Bryce,
yeah.
You know,
he's
the bad man. Like he's the big bad."
I just think
bads.
That people should watch it just because every one of these kids is an asshole.
Yeah,
I mean, even Anna at a certain or Hannah.
Not at a certain point. Hannah is an asshole.
Yeah,
because one. She kills herself and doesn't leave a note to her parents or anything like that. So they're left really
I don't even, like, I'm not even talking about her killing herself, but before that,
well,
she was
an asshole before that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I you mean, know, at a she had horrible point, things happen to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that is by no means, like, she did not deserve anything. She did not ask for anything. She was a lot of wrong place at the wrong time kind
oh, yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guilt trip that she puts on Clay.
Yeah.
To get through this. And then what she did to Tony as the kind of steward of
yeah,
this process.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you wish that on anyone?
I don't know. I think of all the characters like that she was associating with, she knew that Tony was the strongest one.
Yeah.
To deal with what he was going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
He didn't listen to the tapes.
No.
At all.
Well, no.
He just knew, like, you know, at a certain point when some, because everybody, what, by the time we get to.
Dylan's number 12.
Dylan.
Or.
He's number 11.
11.
Yeah.
Because Bryce
12,
is number 12.
Right, yeah.
And he never gives Bryce the tapes.
No.
So.
He gives him the number 13.
Well.
Which, number 13 was the one I figured out.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't think he was going to be the last one.
No, I didn't think so.
I
thought
I don't want to
Bryce
spoil
was
that.
The last one, so.
I really don't want to spoil that just
yeah.
because that's a great twist at the end.
Yeah.
And it's a great twist of the knife because what happens when... Oh, what's his name? Clay.
Clay.
When Clay starts listening to these tapes, he has no freaking idea what's going on.
No, none.
But by the end of it, Clay has become Hannah's crusader.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's like... At a certain point when he listens to the his tape, and it's literally like he just picks up the sword and shield and just it goes running out for her.
Well, and it's like the thing is, too, is his friend that died.
Yeah.
Like everyone thought he had it was the baseball player who he was tutoring. And
right.
The kid was kind of helping him like talk to girls and,
yeah.
and Hannah in particular. And he dies in this car accident. And everyone in the town assumed he was drunk.
Right.
And he wasn't. But the reason that he died was because Hannah and Sherry were driving and Sherry knocked down a stop sign.
Right.
And someone ran a, I don't know which one ran the stop sign or what.
What's his name? The baseball player?
Joe? I can't remember.
It was Todd. Yeah. So Todd, there was no stop sign because right. Sherry had knocked down a stop sign. So Todd unintentionally ran a stop sign
right.
and got T-boned by a car and it killed him.
Right.
And I mean, you know, there's alcohol all over in the car because he was taking alcohol back to the party.
Mm-hmm. And he had told Clay he was fine to drive.
Yeah.
You know, he had actually offered Clay a ride home.
Yeah.
And Clay was really angry at him because he thought he was lied to by his friend.
Right.
He was like, how can you be this and that? And it wasn't it was never a judgmental thing, right?
Right.
It was that grief anger.
Yep.
And like, he didn't have that same kind of feeling like about Hannah. There was a lot of the questioning, you know, he wasn't.
Why did she do what
she
did?
Yeah. Why this?
Yeah.
Why? With, you know, why did
with
this
the
happen?
One, it was like, we know what happened.
Right.
He was drunk.
Well, that's, we don't that find that out.
Well, that was the assumption.
Right.
He was drunk, and that, you know, I'm angry at him for
but
the way he died.
We don't find out he's the one who died until way later.
Right.
And it's like, and when that happened, like, and this is a spoiler, but man, it was powerful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's that whole thing where, you know, they kept alluding to somebody dying besides Hannah.
Right.
And it was like, well, okay, who's going to die? And you never guess. That's one where it's like, you're not going to guess who died.
Right.
But when he died, Clay was angry at him. When Hannah died, he wasn't angry. He was confused. And then these tapes show up, and it explains everything.
Right.
From the beginning to the end. And I think, like, that's Clay has a certain point where he breaks in the show. And I don't want to spoil that either because right. it's great.
Well, the thing that he does when he breaks, it's the most inopportune time. Right?
Yeah.
But then when he turns around and he says, welcome to Liberty.
Yeah, that should have been the trailer.
That scene should have been the trailer. And completely out of context, it wouldn't have ruined anything.
No.
Because when you see it in context, it's... Oh.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, once that happens and he has his break, he pretty much, like I said, becomes the crusader. In a way, for Hannah and for other people who are in this situation.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's where the story shifts at that point.
Yep.
It's right. just a disturbing show.
It is. And it's in a good way because it asks a lot of questions.
I mean, it's
like
got
that,
a lot of people talking. And I mean, you know, especially for the adults listening, talk to your kids.
Yeah.
You know, ask them if everything's okay.
So
I don't have kids.
There's a,
but
there's
I'm telling you this as an adult, as a person who is around kids, who works with, you know, teenagers and that. Make sure that your kids are okay.
Right.
You don't have to pry too much, but just say, hey, is everything all right? Make them feel like somebody cares about them, because that's where she went off the tracks.
She
felt because
alone.
She felt
she
like
felt
nobody
so
cared about
right.
her. I mean, when she, like, at one point goes and talks to the counselor and just doesn't feel like he even cares because his phone keeps going off and that. If you're a counselor at a school, put your phone in your desk. And when you have a student in there, turn your phone off.
Right.
Turn all the phones off in the room. Whoever you are, if you're helping people, help them.
Yep.
And if you're, I mean, seriously, if you're a parent, if you're listening to this right now, just go hug your kid once in a while.
Yeah.
Make them feel like they're cared about. And then, you know, and they'll get, you'll get the reaction of, oh, geez, and that type of stuff.
Get off of me, mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
but, you know, that they still know you care.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, my mom is in her 60s and still does it to this day. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so as someone, I mean, you know, I deal with depression constantly, and you've seen me,
right,
you know, not wanting to put on pants or leave the house.
Right.
You know, and I'd be lying if I said I never thought about it.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, I did. And it's a conversation I've had. And I'm lucky that I have a wife who is as supportive as she is and things like that. But, you know, I didn't have the most supportive family. No, I didn't have anyone I could talk to. Right. Like, I couldn't imagine going through this when I was her age.
Yeah.
And
I mean, everybody for all the different things has issues.
But then all the different things that happened to her, like the cyberbullying and, you know, the just kind of the name calling and well, right. The bathroom
way this,
wall.
If the book's
right?
written like this show, yeah. she was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
Like literally they took every single experience you've heard from different people mm-hmm. and made it hit one
just
person.
All hit one person.
And I could imagine how tough that would be for a person who's having that happen. You know, and I had friends in high school that were having issues, and you know, you try to help them out as much as possible.
So one last thing, or not last thing, but one more thing, is as much as Bryce is a villain, I think Courtney was a villain as well.
They were all villains.
Like, well, they all were, but Courtney was, she was one of the worst, right? She just wanted to cover it up.
Right.
She refused to take any kind of blame. She refused to own her role in it.
Well, yeah.
She just flat out, you know, sold Hannah out.
Yeah.
The minute she could. And that was sad. That was really, really
sad.
Well,
and I mean, and this is not on that subject, but it happened last week yeah. on Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Of all things, where there was... Survivor's still on. So last week, there was the tribal council happened, mm-hmm. blah, blah. You know, the whole thing where the tribal council happens. There was one of the competitors. He's gay. He's been on that show before.
Okay.
Outed a trans person who was in the tribe. Like, literally outed him on TV.
Oh, wow.
And from what it seemed like, not many people knew that he was, you know, going through the transition.
So the guy was going to become
a
woman.
He's becoming a man.
Oh, it's a woman becoming a man.
Yeah, at this point, he's a he.
But
I
it's
mean,
a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
I'm
more,
up to speed. Go.
Yeah. So that happened, and I'm, like, watching this, and I hear about that, yeah. and literally you can go online and just watch that tribal council.
Yeah.
And it's, like, literally this is the same thing, where the stuff on this happened, where it's, like, throw the blame off on somebody else.
Yeah.
Or, you know, by doing certain things, you affect people.
Right.
Every one of us affects people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that. It's, like, you know, yeah, you're going to be mean sometimes, and you're going to be nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize that there are consequences for your actions as well as their actions.
Both ways.
Yeah.
There's consequences for being nice and there's consequences for being mean.
Yeah.
And the consequences for being nice are usually the good kind of consequences. But and that was the happy ending there, right?
Yeah.
Clay talked to the girl who was kind of, she had the neck tattoos.
The girl who kept telling
and,
him, we were friends once. Why aren't we friends?
Right.
And I mean, she literally was like, and she was the chorus.
Yeah.
She literally would come in at points and just be like, you know, just there. And I mean, she did it when all the villains were conspiring at the table. She walks into the middle of it and it's like, you're just like, ooh, there's a lot of, she's gotten through a lot of stuff just by not saying anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. But yeah, she was literally telling Clay, you know, this is why Hannah did what she did. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that I'm going to kill myself, but we were friends.
Right.
And why aren't we friends?
Right.
And at the end, he realized it. You know, it's a lot easier to do an act of kindness than an act of hate.
Correct.
And the world would be a lot better if people realized that.
Yes.
And that I don't care what religion you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're gay.
I feel like we had this conversation last week when we were talking about X-Men Gold.
Yeah. Well,
but
yeah.
Like, it's really sad.
Well, and that's another one that actually,
It's really sad that two schmucks from Ohio, like, are the ones who are having to reiterate this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't care what your religion is. You believe what you want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. And I don't care if you're gay, straight, trans, whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
you could be a eunuch. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that just be good to people.
Mm-hmm.
And be good to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need help, ask for help.
Ask for it. All right.
Don't be embarrassed. Seriously, don't be embarrassed if you need help with something. Mm-hmm. That, it doesn't even have to be that I feel like I'm going to kill myself. If you feel like there's something that is wrong with you, mm-hmm. just ask somebody for some help.
Yeah,
you can't figure it all out by yourself.
Even if it's just having a cup of coffee, you know, mm-hmm. and just sitting down and have a conversation with someone. Or if you see someone hurting, you know, like... You know, I personally feel lucky because I've developed a good, you know, I have you, I have Angel, I have lots of things. And like, I know with my kid, right? If she can't talk to me or my wife, I know she'll talk to you.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just, you know, it also, the people you surround yourself with, surround yourself with good people who will take care of you when you need it.
Surround yourself with people who will put the knife into the person that you can't put the knife into.
There's that too.
Yeah, well, it's true too. There, you do. There are people who are not strong enough to speak up for themselves, so they need that friend that's gonna, you know, be the one that slams somebody that's bullying them up against the wall and says, "Stop." Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you got to do.
Yeah, everyone needs a torchbearer now and then.
Yeah.
So, all right. Good.
This was a heavy episode.
This was
dude.
A heavy episode. So, all right.
Oh, and this episode was brought to you by the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. Just so you know.
Yeah.
You should just take what I did last week
and
put it at
we'll
the beginning
of
every episode.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out how to get that out of there. But yeah, the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. It's in July. It's awesome. It's
fun. Let's bring
we'll
it up.
We'll be there.
Bring it up at the end.
We're going to be, we might sell shirts. So if you're there and you want to get an infamous podcast shirt, we might either sell them or maybe we'll just give them away. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think we should sell them and try and like make some money off of this thing while we can. Anyway,
whatever you want to do.
But no, but just real quick before we close out, seriously, if you feel like, you know, any of this or, you know, just you need someone to talk to, again, you can call the suicide prevention hotline at 800-273-8255. You can visit mavenclinic.com, suicide.org, or 13reasonswhy.info and get more information about where you can go to talk to someone in your own town, or in the case of the suicide prevention hotline, talk to someone right now.
And all this will be in the show notes.
Absolutely. All right. Cool. So if you guys are listening to this at this point, thank you. You're a true fan. And we love you. And we need your help because we're all about asking for help today. Go check out our Patreon page, Infamous Podcast, or patreon.com/infamouspodcast. There's
every
a link.
Time.
I know, right? Well, you can go to infamouspodcast.com and click on the link that says Patreon right at the top of the page.
How about you do that and look at our other content too?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want to do more stuff. Like, we would have loved to have been at Celebration.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for help to do. Also the other thing that you can do to really help out the show as well, if you know you don't have money to give, is go over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google and give us a 5-star review and tell us about, you know,
whatever you
like
want to tell us
or whatever. Yeah, if you have a question, we'll get back to you.
We do the cover-up episodes if you have favorite covers.
Yeah, you if know. You have favorite covers or
if
you
there's
have
something
a character
that you,
wanna, you
want
yeah, us
exactly.
to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Blue Beetle right now. I'm like, Blue Beetle didn't make it into my grab bag, and I'm kind of regretting that right now. So
we can always replace the one with a new character.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The next cover-up is going to be Star Wars, so, you know.
Yeah. So
I'm just going to go back to previous episodes and pick every cover-up.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm just going to pick all the current Star Wars.
Okay.
So, no, I'm kidding. But no, we're at infamouspodcast.com. Contact@infamouspodcast.com is our email address. On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's just Infamous Podcast. Real easy to find.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Tudor. You can find me at Brian Tudor on most social networks. I seem to be ignoring most of them in lieu of Snapchat lately.
Is Snapchat the most popular one at the moment?
No. Okay. Facebook's still the most popular. But man, there's some cool... Excuse I was watching me. The F8 Facebook conference today.
Yeah.
And there's some cool stuff coming out. It's going to be exciting.
I guess I need with a new phone.
Yeah, you definitely... Yes. Yeah. Johnny has a Windows phone.
Yeah.
He's the one, guys.
Don't judge.
He's the
because,
one.
Because, you know, so. I'm not the one. There's many people with Windows
He's going to get an Android phone next, probably.
Probably.
Maybe an iPhone. But
probably
an
not
Android
an iPhone.
Phone. Well, you don't have Apple stuff, so right, it doesn't really make sense. All right, where can people find you online?
Johnny Podorf, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Infamous Podcast.
There you go. All right, well, on that note, take care of yourselves.
We love you. We love you. If you can't talk to anybody else, you can talk to us.
Yeah, email us. And if you need to talk, email us and I will call you.
Yeah.
And I will talk to you for however long you need to talk.
Yep.
So.
Definitely.
Now, you'd probably want to talk to Johnny because he has a much nicer sounding voice than I do, but that's a different story.
Yeah, but I'll cut through the truth real fast, too.
All right, guys. Well, whenever you're listening to this, have a great day, night, evening, whatever it is.
Much love.
Later.